This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life, and I am Beta, the narrator of today's episode, and I have the honor to be at your service, dear listeners. In today's episode, I'm going to talk more about the scientific aspect of Holy Quran and its effect on everyday life. You know, for the very beginning step of doing everything is to believe, to have faith that that thing has a kind of specific effect on your life. So if you believe that reciting Holy Quran and thinking in every part of this book will help you in order to have a better life, then it's going to be really joyful for you. It's going to be kind of enjoyable for you to recite the Holy Quran and think in that and dig into the meaning of these really beautiful books. And in order to reach to this level of awareness and reach to the level of understanding that Holy Quran is a book for you, sent from Allah Almighty to guide you, to lead you to the happiness, to the eternal beauty, and for being actually proud of yourself, proud of what you did in this world on a resurrection day. In order to do that, we're going to have some facts and analyze some miraculous aspects of Holy Quran. In this episode, specifically, we're going to talk about scientific parts of the Holy Quran. By the way, you know, any person now who wants to be a biologist, physicist, astronomer, whatever, physician, needs to study for at least 20 years, you know, aided by sophisticated machines, tools, expert supervision, libraries, and so on. Then he might be able to break through and discover some of the hidden facts of nature. The Quran uncovers many secrets of the universe, and these are not confined to any special sector of science. And I think I have to mention this really important fact that Quran is not a scientific book. It's a guideline that will help you in every aspect of your life, no matter the social part or the personal part. Both of them together will help you. It's not a scientific book to tell you scientific facts or to learn you something about science, but still it has so many scientific facts in it in different parts of the Holy Quran, only for you to understand that this is a miracle which is only possible by Allah Almighty himself. So let's keep it here, go for a short break, then we're gonna come back.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Cause your love is all I need. To be all
so
I can
be.
And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need, to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me,
your love is all I need.
Allah, it is who raised the heavens without visible supports, then mounted the throne and compelled the sun and the moon to be service. Each runs unto an appointed term. He orders the course. He details the revelations that, haply, you may be certain of the meeting with your Lord. The invisible supports most probably means the forces of gravitation, magnetic and others that exist in the universe which hold the planets apart and in relation to each other. Welcome back. This is Arab English Radio. You're listening to For a Better Life. We're talking about the scientific aspect and the miraculous scientific aspect of Holy Quran in order to know more about this holy book and accept it and use it as the guideline, the main guideline that we have in order to have the best lifestyle, which will lead to the happiness, satisfaction, and success of afterlife. So let's have some more examples of these scientific hints that we can see through Holy Quran. And if we opened unto them a gate of heaven, and they kept mounting through it, they would say, our sight is wrong, nay, but we are folk bewitched. Anyone hearing this verse for the first time might exclaim, is this really in the Quran which was revealed 1400 years ago, giving clues to people to travel to the heavens and telling them beforehand of the wonders there and telling them of unusual phenomena and unfamiliar scenes and facts that the world of today is still puzzled by? So, as we see, this miracle is beyond our imaginations. At the time that people even didn't know that Earth is turning around the sun, and they actually tortured all the scientists that believed this fact, the Holy Quran had these beautiful facts about these scientific points of creation. So this is a miracle which is obvious for everyone. As you know, Holy Quran has another aspect of miracle, which is language miracle. And it is mostly kind of tangible and touchable for Arab people, especially those educated Arab people, because as you know, in Arabic, there is a difference between the language that they speak and they use as the routine one and the language of their literature and history. So here, this aspect of miracle of Holy Quran is completely touchable for all of the people around the world. It doesn't matter whether you speak Arabic or not, you can understand the deep miracle which is lying in the verses of Holy Quran. So, let's go for another beautiful scientific fact. You see the mountains and think them firmly fixed, but they shall pass away as the clouds pass away. This refers to the spinning of the earth and its own excess and gives the real picture of these huge mountains moving as clouds move. So, as we see, all of these verses can be mesmerizing only if you want to study, if you want to think, and if you want to accept the truth of the world of creation and our Creator. Those who disbelieve our revelation, we shall expose them to the fire. As often as their skins are consumed, we shall exchange them for fresh skins that may taste the torment. Allah is ever mighty wise. Nerves in the skin that feel the pain and the torture. There are numerous other verses of scientific content, and many are the volumes dealing with them. So, as we see up to here, we talked about some scientific hints of Holy Quran, and at the last episode, we talked about this important and sad point and fact that nowadays Muslims mostly neglect Holy Quran in their day-to-day life, which is really sad. So we have to take steps in order to revive the presence of Holy Quran in the lives of Muslims. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you live the best life of yours under the guidelines of Holy Quran. And thank you for listening to me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi وبركاته.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share he knows.